Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
It might have been better if I'd obeyed Colonel Fentress's orders to get out of the Demetrius affair and stay out. All I'd done was to hand myself over to Demetrius, and Cutts too. We were trapped. When the word came through that Max Rubenstein was heading for his country place in Norfolk, I went after him as hard as I could go. I arrived at the quarry by that lonely country road, just in time to find Rubenstein's car burning at the bottom of it, with Rubenstein's body and another inside. But Cutts had chased my car all the way from London, and when we'd met down in the quarry and seen there was nothing we could do, we decided to make for the Norfolk police and carry on from there. You know, the moment I stepped out of my car there on the Crabtree Road, I had the feeling there was someone else about, watching. I was right. I started the motor and let in the clutch. And then...
So we meet at last, Major Keene.
But...
Permit me to introduce myself. I'm Demetrius.
And I suppose that's Yachty Bloom on the other side of the car, eh?
Of course. Reach forward slowly and switch off your engine. If Cutts moves a muscle, Yachty, shoot him.
Yeah.
So you're the chap who came from Berlin on the plane that day. Well, you've managed to cover quite a lot of ground.
I hope I haven't inconvenienced you and your organization on the Thames Embankment, Major.
Not at all. We generally deal with bigger fry and leave your sort of fellow to the police. But in your case, we made an exception.
Oh, I'm flattered. But it must have irked you to see me building up an organization of my own here in England while I worked from Berlin.
You'd have been wiser to stay in Berlin. Do you actually imagine you'll ever get out of this country now you're in it?
Let me assure you I shall. But let's deal with the immediate present. Much as I regret it, Major Keene, I'm afraid we'll have to leave you and Cutts here.
It won't make any difference, you know. There are plenty to take my place.
Possibly. But how untidy to leave loose threads behind.
Is that Max Rubenstein down there in the burning car?
It was Max Rubenstein.
And Cutts and I are to join him.
Well, I'm trying to make up my mind just how and where it would be best to deal with you. Rubenstein had an unfortunate accident. He always drove too fast, you know. But two accidents at the top of the same quarry on the same night would hardly be accepted, do you think?
Well, we're sorry to put him to so much trouble, aren't we, Cutts?
Yes, sir.
Oh, don't let it concern you. You may have noticed at the moment we're in need of a car. I simply detest walking. Major, would you mind giving us a lift for a short distance?
In which direction?
In any direction I wish to go. You're surely not going to argue.
Yes, it would be rather futile at the moment, wouldn't it?
Completely. Yachty, get into the back seat.
Yeah.
Now start your engine, Major. I shall be watching your hands. When I get in behind you, drive off towards the main road in the direction of Hogglestock. If you exceed 15 miles an hour, you and Cutts will both be shot. Do you understand?
I imagine so.
Very well. Gassner.
Gassner? Are there three of you?
Like any good tactician, I always keep part of my forces in reserve. Well, don't stand about all night, Gassner. Get in. Now, I warn you, Keene, do exactly as I say. And remember, I'm right behind you. Now, when we get to the main road, I may still decide to leave you alive, both you and Cutts. But if you decide to be difficult now... So let's have no complications. Life can be so much simpler when people do as they're told. The ignition switch, if you please, Major, and drive slowly. Excuse me, Miss Berger.
Fentress? Oh, yes, what's happening down there? Well, look here. Rubenstein was definitely heading towards that house of his. His car was seen not 15 miles from it. Oh, what the devil became of him? How many men have you waiting at the house itself? I see. No sign of Keene? Ah, Hogglestock. It's about 5 miles from Rubenstein's house. Keene asked for directions in Hogglestock 55 minutes ago. Yes. All right, keep in touch. And don't forget, if any of your men get hold of Keene, he's to report back here to me at once. Goodbye. And now, Miss Bergman.
Yes, Colonel. I still would like to know just why you've dragged me here to the embankment. Keene knows everything there is to know about me. You have men who follow me from morning to night. My telephone is tapped. You have a record of everything I've done for weeks and weeks and weeks, and yet you still say I have something to do with a man I've never even seen, Demetrius. Why?
I don't say you have, Miss Bergman. But here in the dossier, there are still certain things that need explaining.
Oh, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the dossier. And I have explained everything 50 times already.
And yet we can't get away from the fact that you came to London on the same plane as Demetrius, when he was supposed to be Carl Alexis Scammell. And yet you said you could give us no description of him. Demetrius found Godofsky, the American flyer, 12 hours after he arrived in London, when Godofsky himself hadn't known where he would be staying until 5 minutes after the plane took off from Berlin.
But I only asked him his address so I could see him again.
You were the only person in London besides Ridgway who knew that address, Miss Bergman.
I can't help that. Oh, it's driving me out of my mind. I should have never even been aware of Godofsky's existence.
And then you arranged to meet Peter Ridgway. He kept his appointment, and Yachty Bloom tried to take his life in the underground.
How do you know it was Yachty Bloom?
Paul Bonnet was following him.
The appointment, I would have been there, but Keane wouldn't let me.
And then there was the kidnapping of Margaret Ridgway. Now, how did they know she was working at the Red Feathers Club? And how did they learn who she was?
I don't know. When she was taken, I was outside the club with Gregory Keane.
Oh, yes, we know about that. But how simple it would have been if you were the person who kept in constant communication with Demetrius, who saw Keane at every opportunity to find out what was going on. And that's what we have to consider, Miss Bergnau. How did all those things come about if you hadn't a hand in them?
It's your job to find the answers, not mine. It is only my horrible misfortune to be mixed up in it at all.
Do you know Max Rubenstein?
I have only heard of him from Keene. Oh, Colonel Fentress, tell me. Tell me, please, what's happening in this affair now? Even Keane won't tell me what's going on anymore.
He should never have told you anything at all. That's why he's been relieved. Officially. Cast your mind back to when you were with the entertainment unit in Germany, Miss Bergnau. Now, yes. In March of last year, you were in Dortmund?
Yes.
I see. In May, Berlin?
Yes.
In August, Hamburg?
Yes.
In September, Frankfurt.
Oh, they moved us about all over the place, wherever there were troops.
And from October until the time you came home to London, you were back in Berlin. Yes. It's remarkable. As a matter of fact, it's extremely odd. And no one's noticed it before.
No one's noticed what before?
Tell me, young woman, while you were in Germany, did you ever know a man named...
What's the matter? Who am I supposed to have known?
Well, it's of no consequence, I expect. All right, you can go, Miss Bergner. If we find that we've been quite wrong to question you, well, my apologies. But you must realize it's very necessary. Good night, Miss Bergner.
Good night.
You'll find Adams waiting for you at the end of the corridor. Good night. Fentress here. Give me a direct line to Barker. I'll hang on. Should have seen it before. By now the trail may be cold. Oh, yes, Barker. Yes, now listen. You're going to Berlin in the morning. Yes, tomorrow morning. Now you're to find out if the Bergner girl knew or was known to, or ever at any time had anything to do with Carl Alexis Scammell. Right. Yes, that's right. I'm hanged if I can make up my mind about her. But if she knew Scammell... Yes. Yes, absolutely. Why aren't I sending Keane? Because, you fathead, Keane's out of this thing officially. And at this moment, the chap's running about Norfolk against orders after a fellow called Rubenstein.
Yachty, how far away from the main road?
Round the next quarter.
All right, Keane, pull up here. Now give me the pistol you took from Rubenstein, Yachty.
Yeah, he.
Now, much as it pains me, you'll be found here, Keane, both of you. Shot down by Max Rubenstein with his own pistol as he escaped from you.
Just like that.
And as usual, there'll be nothing to connect me with tonight's events. I happen to know this weapon can be traced to Rubenstein.
What's the matter? Has Yachty run out of paratroop knives?
Rubenstein didn't use paratroop knives, my dear fellow. Now get out of the car. Right, and cuts.
Do as he says, cuts.
Quiet, O'Shea.
Now keep your backs turned and your hands above your heads. Yachty and you, Gastner, keep them covered. It's only my passion for thoroughness that compels me to do this, Keane, but since I plan to be out of England within 24 hours, I would prefer you dead. It should hinder the pursuit a little, if there is any.
Oh, rest assured, there will be. Since this seems to be the end of the road, tell me something. Who are you, actually?
I've told you, and so have others. I'm Demetrius. Oh, believe me, there's nothing personal in this, Keane. I walk to the edge of the ditch across the road. Yachty, watch cuts.
Yeah, I am watching.
That's far enough. Well, goodbye, Keane. This is the end.
Stood there by the ditch in the moonlight, not feeling a thing and wondering why. The second I stood there seemed an eternity. And then I realized that Demetrius hadn't fired those shots at all. I'd completely forgotten who'd been with Cutts when he followed me all the way from London. I'd completely forgotten Margaret Ridgway.
Does Gregory Keane escape from Demetrius and his thugs? Listen for the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.